time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and it's our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies, plus the world of astronomy, and what's going on at the Mauna Kea Summit, too. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee to find out what's going on. Hey, Christopher, what's going on this week?
So this week, stargazers, Mars and Saturn will be visible in the south in the evening sky till around about 10 p.m., with Venus rising in the east around about 5 a.m. for all you early birds out there. The moon is going to be waxing this week, meaning it's going to be a brighter presence in our night sky. As always, this is going to start making things difficult towards the end of the week for us stargazers here in the islands.
Well, we like a good challenge. And now we had seen something in the news, or I had seen something in the news I wanted to learn more about, and that is microbes living in outer space. Christopher, what's going on?
That's right. So last week it was reported that something strange was found living on the hull of the International Space Station. This report came from a Russian official who says that they have discovered sea plankton living on the outside of the space station. Now, just to clear things up, sea plankton is exactly what it says on the tin. It's organisms that live in the sea, like the Pacific. In fact, it's whale food.
So if these things are usually found in the ocean, explain how they could possibly be functioning way out in outer space exposed to the elements.
Well, this is the amazing part, and so far it has yet to be verified by a second source. So right now, take it with a pinch of salt. Sea salt, if you will. But if this turns out to be true, it means that somehow these little guys that are normally swimming around in the ocean manage to get into space without spacecraft or spacesuits.
Plankton. Plankton's like basically like sea monkeys or brine shrimp, right?
Yeah, but way, way smaller.
But in space.
But in space, and believe it or not, other small organisms have been found floating around in the atmosphere miles above the Earth. They get blown there by the wind and propelled up by drafts. So this isn't exactly as far-fetched as it first sounds. What's amazing, though, is that these guys have managed to jump almost 150 miles extra into space. Now, there is a way they could have done this, by hitching a ride on a human spacecraft as they travel to and from the ISS.
It would seem like the conditions are unsurvivable up there, Christopher. No air, there's radiation. How do they make it?
Well, it could be possible that these little guys are from a well-known family of organisms we have right here on the Earth called extremophiles. That means they are tough little buggers found in some of the harshest environments we know.
Well, that would definitely make sense with the sea monkey connection because you just kind of stir up some powder miraculously. They appear, so I guess they are kind of tough. Where would you find them?
Everywhere, from the crushing depths of the ocean to lakes of acid, right through to the insides of nuclear reactors.
So there's life inside the nuclear reactors?
Yeah. There are whole colonies of extremophiles that live on the radioactive fuel rods inside the cores of nuclear reactors. And they're not just surviving, though. They are thriving. They love it. To them, it's like a luxury spa with a heated pool and an all-you-can-eat buffet 24/7. Compared to this, outer space is a picnic.
You had mentioned there were some other ones that had previously been discovered out there. Does this mean there could be even more forms of life kind of surviving in this way in space?
You can bet on it. Right now, we're yet to find them, but there are high hopes we may find relatives of the Earth's extremophiles on worlds throughout the solar system. We just have to go looking.
And again, who was it who came up with this discovery that is yet to be totally confirmed, but is out there?
This was an unnamed official of the Russian Space Agency.
Okay, that's good. Had to get some clarification. Very good. Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Appreciate the report. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Same here. And you can find Stargazer on demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.